which is from John chapter 14.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God still, and trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. If there are not, I should have told you. I am going to prepare a place for you. And after I have gone and prepared you a place, I shall return to take you with me, so that where I am, you may be too. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you know me, you know my Father too. From this moment, you know him, and you have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, let us see the Father, and then we shall be satisfied. This time, Philip," said Jesus to him, "and you still do not know me? To have seen me is to have seen my Father. So how can you say, 'Let us see the Father'? Do you not believe that I am the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak as myself. It is the Father living in me who is doing this work. You must believe me when I say that I am the Father and the Father is in me. Believe it in the evidence of this work, if for no other reason. I tell you most solemnly, whoever believes in me will perform the same works as I do myself. He will perform even greater works because I am going to the Father.
In my Father's house are many rooms, and I go there to prepare a place for you, says Jesus in John 14. Now, I wonder if anyone here has ever been lucky enough to stay in a hotel. Anyone ever stayed in a hotel? Quite a lot of us, or a B&B, or probably even a holiday cottage, or something like that, maybe on our holidays. Now, I want you to have a think. This is not just rhetorical. I want you to have a think. What is it you like about staying in a hotel or a holiday cottage or a B&B? If you've got an answer, will you put your hand up? Because I'd love to hear what your answer is. Joe, I know you've been quite recently to a hotel. What did you like about it?
Being there and meeting some of our friends. Some of the staff that there was friends now.
Meeting, you're friends with the staff now. We've formed a relationship with those who sort of welcomed you in. Brilliant. Anyone else, what do we like about being in a hotel? Go on.
Everyone cares for you.
Everyone cares for you. They're there to look after you, aren't they? Anyone else? Ned, you're looking a bit, no? Okay, but Pete, is he allowed to? I don't know, the Littlemore family having a bit of a debate back there. I'll come up the other side in a minute. Go on. Do you want to whisper it in my ear if you're not brave enough to tell everyone?
Buffet breakfast.
I am such a bread fan. I love buffet breakfast. Not that you know, of course. I love buffet breakfast. That is a great one. Ben, what do you like about staying in a hotel?
They sometimes have hot tubs.
They sometimes have hot tubs. Yeah, we had a hot tub at Easter. Sorry about that. Pete.
Pete, there was nice food, and what was the second bit? A view over the lake. So somebody had given you a room with a view. Fantastic. That's a good book, isn't it? Room with a view. You're going to have to come to me, I think.
Free food.
Free food. You might want to chat about that with your parents.
A swimming pool.
A swimming pool. Yes, absolutely. Shall I tell you my favourite thing when I go... Oh, did you in first class, did you have answers there about being in a hotel? Sorry. What was your answer?
I like food.
There's a definite theme amongst the boys, isn't there? Free food. The thing I love about going to a hotel, my honest favourite moment, is when you walk in the door, and if they've got it right, doesn't always happen, I know they're busy, sometimes if they get it right, the bed is perfectly made, and there's the right number of towels on the bed. So if you've got children, they've got the right number of towels for your children. And sometimes, if you're somewhere really posh, so I've heard, there might be a dressing gown for you in the bathroom and some slippers to put your feet in. And I love that sense that somebody has thought about the fact that I'm coming. Because quite often in my house, that's often my job. I mean, we share the work, but that's sometimes my job. And so for someone to do that for me, and to have all of that ready for me is a really precious, precious thing. And I also, when one of my children was born, we had a bit of a rough time. A friend of mine came over to our house and cleaned it from top to bottom and put fresh, washed our bedclothes and really supported us. And when I came home from the hospital, even though it was my own home, the fact that somebody had done all that preparation for me to arrive, and it was smelt clean, and there was clean bedding, was just the most wonderful feeling. Now, let's turn that around a little bit. Has anyone ever had someone come and stay in their house? Have you ever had someone come and stay in your house? Now, actually, we're going to do it again. What are some of the things that you do when someone is coming to stay, and you know they're coming? What are some of the things in your house that you have to do, or maybe you even want to do? Let's be optimistic about that. Go on, Caitlin.
Ask my mum to sort everything out.
Ask your mum. For those who don't know, that's my daughter. We didn't hear from you.
We go to different countries.
You go to different countries. So does someone from another country come to your house sometimes? So sometimes you might have to help them with that because there's different things to do. Who didn't say something the first time? Here we go. If you have someone to stay in your house, what do you do?
I draw a welcome picture.
You draw a welcome picture? Oh, can I come and stay in your house? Oh, draw a welcome picture. Fantastic.
I make lots of soup for them.
You make some soup for them. Well, do you know, I think we're going to come and have someone stay here today. Would anyone help me? Would anyone be willing to help Pete? I'd love to have your help. Thanks. Anyone, one other person going to come and help me do some. Right, sat up right on the end over there. Would you come and help me? Is that all right? I don't know your name. Are you feeling brave? Bring Dad with you. That's a good idea. Right. Now, one of the things we have to do is make a bed if they're coming to stay. So, Pete, I know you love doing jobs like this because I know you. So, would you just help me make a bed, literally make it from scratch? There we go. Now, what's my friend's name here? What's your name?
Joey. Say again.
Joey, would you, pretending that's a bed, help me make it up? Could you take one end of the blanket? Do you think? Should we make it nice and comfortable? Pete, do you want to take the other end? There we go. This is a bed, everybody. There we go. And we need a pillow. Hello. Do come, if you can't see, come around and have a look. There we are. So that's for our visitor. Now, this is the bit, Pete and Joey, I know you love doing. I know everyone else's house is spotless, but when we have visitors, we do a bit of cleaning up. So come on, do a bit of cleaning up. And the other thing, somebody said they make lots of soup. We have to do some shopping so that there's something to eat. Oh. So I've been to do the shopping so that we've got plenty of things to eat. And I think we're ready. Now, this looks perfect, Joey and Pete. Thank you for your help. Now, as I was in the shops, I bought a few treats. There we go. Thank you very much for your help. Can we have a hand of applause for Joey and Pete? Thanks, guys. You can go and sit down again. Thank you very much. Thank you. Jesus says in the Bible, I go to prepare a place for you. If it's amazing that the people at the hotel knew I was coming, how much more amazing is it that the creator of the universe, the God of everything we know and see, knows that I'm coming? He is preparing a place for me, and he's preparing a place for you. And part of that is that he's preparing a place for us to live forever. Right at the end of what we know is our life here, the door will open and we'll go and live with him forever, or he'll come, depending on how you look at that. But actually, I think he prepares places for us now. I think he's around and about preparing things for us to do that he knows that we're going to be good at, asking us to get involved with how he wants to help other people. And I think Jesus does that in such a way that he also asks us to get involved in the preparations. How can we tell somebody else that God knows what they need, that God is thinking about them, that God loves them, that God in some way has turned down a cover and put a chocolate on the pillow and said, I'm preparing a place for you. I love you and I've done so much for you. I've even sent my son to go through awful death and rise again so that I can welcome you into my house that has many rooms. And I wonder if both you know for yourself that that is true for you, that God has gone before, that Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us, that he knows us so well, that he knows how many people in our family there are and how many towels we'll need, or actually he'll know that we'll have some difficult days and we'll have needs and we'll have hopes and there'll be difficult days and tough times that he will be prepared to be with us in. We talked a bit about that last week if you were here in Big Church. And then how are we going to be the hands and feet and workers of God preparing a place for other people? Who is it in your neighborhood who might need to know that God's got it, that God has prepared a place for them, that God will meet their needs in some way? We're going to sing a song together now. It says, we must go, live to feed the hungry and stand beside the broken. And perhaps as we sing this song, we might be thinking and offering ourselves to God as people who want to be preparing places, who want to be welcoming people into God's kingdom, helping them in, helping them to know God's absolute love and acceptance of them. Should we do that together now? Let's stand.